everyone. Do you hear that? Way up high in the snowy mountains? Wait a minute. Who giggles like that on top of a freezing mountain? That's weird, right? Let's find out. Hi, explorers. I'm Laura from Faithfully Explore, and today we're going on a giggle hunt. We're trying to solve a mystery. Why does this monk giggle so much? His name is the Dalai Lama, and some people call him the happiest person on earth. But here's the thing. He had some really hard stuff happen in his life. So why is he always cracking up? Let's find some clues. Faithfully explores the name. Learning together is our aim. Beliefs around the globe will track. Filling up our belief backpack. Okay, first clue. Picture this. The Dalai Lama is in a fancy meeting with important grown-ups. Everyone's being super serious, and then, oops, he knocks over his cup of tea. What do you think he does? Does he get embarrassed? Does he get mad? Nope! He bursts out laughing at himself. In fact, there's a true story that he once put a candy wrapper on his head like a silly hat just to make some kids giggle during a serious meeting. Let's practice. Stand up if you can. Imagine you just tripped over your shoelaces. Oops. Now throw your hands up in the air. Do it with me. Ready? Trip. Throw up your hands. One more time. Trip. Did that feel kind of good? Here's what the Dalai Lama knows. When you laugh at your own mistakes, they don't feel so big and scary anymore. They just become funny. Clue number one found. Laughter makes problems shrink. It's game time! Time to play. I'm going to describe something, and you have to decide, would this make the Dalai Lama giggle or grumble? When I say it, you either shout out, giggle or grumble. Ready? Someone gives him a bowl of his favorite soup. That's right, giggle. His shoes make a funny squeaking sound when he walks. Yes, giggle. He'd think that was hilarious. Someone accidentally steps on his toe. What do you think? He'd probably still giggle and say, oops, we almost danced. He doesn't grumble much. He sees a fluffy puppy chasing its tail in circles. Oh, definitely giggle. That's adorable. Great job. You're learning that the Dalai Lama can find something to giggle about almost everywhere. Even silly stuff like squeaky shoes. Here's another clue. The Dalai Lama doesn't need big fancy stuff to be happy. He giggles at the teeniest, tiniest things. Like a kid asking a funny question. The way snow sparkles in the sun. How his cat stretches in the morning. The taste of warm tea. He pays attention to those small, wonderful moments, and that's called mindfulness. It's a big word that just means noticing the good stuff that's happening right now. Let's try it. I want you to press pause on this episode for 10 seconds. Look around your room or wherever you are and find one teeny thing that makes you smile. Maybe it's something soft or colorful or silly looking. Ready? Press pause. Welcome back. Did you find something? I bet you did. That's what the Dalai Lama does all day long. He collects tiny joys like you might collect cool rocks or stickers. Clue number two found. When you notice small, happy things, you get more giggles. Okay, here's where things get interesting. Remember how I said the Dalai Lama has had some hard stuff happen? Well, when he was young, not much older than a teenager, he had to leave his home in Tibet. Imagine having to leave your house, your toys, your favorite spot in the whole world, and not being able to go back for a long, long, long time. That's really sad, right? But here's the amazing part. Even though he was sad, he didn't let it steal his smile. He chose to keep laughing. He chose to be kind to people, even the ones who made him leave. How did he do it? He has a secret weapon, and it's inside his heart. See, the Dalai Lama believes that when you're kind to other people, it actually makes you feel better too. It's like magic. When you share your snack, help someone tie their shoe, or give a friend a hug, you get a warm, glowy feeling inside. That's happiness growing. The Dalai Lama says if you want to be happy, practice compassion. Compassion is just a fancy word for being kind and caring about others. Let's try this secret weapon. Sit down and get comfy. We're going to make a happiness bubble. Close your eyes if you want to. Take a deep breath in and out. Now think of someone you love. Maybe your mom, your dad, your friend, your pet, anyone. And picture their face. Now imagine your heart is glowing like a warm yellow bubble. With every breath, that bubble gets bigger and bigger. Fill it up with all the happy feelings you have for that person. Now imagine that happiness bubble floating out and wrapping around them like a cozy blanket. You just sent them happy thoughts. The Dalai Lama does this every single morning. And guess what? Thinking kind thoughts makes him happy too. Clue number three found. Kindness and laughter work together. They're like best friends. We've found three clues about why the Dalai Lama giggles so much. But let me tell you a story that shows how powerful laughter can be. Now it's time for my favorite part of the podcast. It's story time. I wonder what story we're gonna hear today. Long ago, high in the mountains of Tibet, there was a monastery. That's a special place where monks live and pray. The monastery was known for peaceful gardens and warm bowls of tea. But there was one monk who was not peaceful. His name was Dorje, and Dorje was grumpy. Very, very grumpy.
Oh, this is terrible.
He complained about everything. It's too cold. The chanting is too loud. The tea is too hot. Now it's too cold. The other monks tried to cheer him up, but Dorje just folded his arms and frowned. One winter morning, the head monk, called the abbot, invited everyone to tea. Dorje sat down with a big sigh, already annoyed about something. The abbot came over to pour Dorje's tea first. He started pouring and pouring and pouring. The tea spilled over the sides of the bowl and got all over the table. Stop! Dorje shouted. Can't you see my bowl is full? The abbot smiled gently and said, Ah, just like your mind. Dorje froze. What did that mean? The abbot explained, When a bowl is already full, nothing new can go in. When your mind is full of complaints and grumpy thoughts, there's no room for joy. The room got very, very quiet. Then one monk let out a tiny giggle. And another monk laughed. And then guess who laughed the loudest? He couldn't help it. He realized how silly he'd been, filling up his brain bowl with so much grumpiness that there was no room for anything fun. From that day on, when Dorje felt grumpy, he'd stop and think, is my bowl too full? Then he'd take a deep breath, let the grumpy stuff drain out, and make room for Giggles instead. Slowly, the grumpiest monk in the monastery became the one who laughed the most. See? Laughter changed everything for Dorje, just like it does for the Dalai Lama. What's inside our belief backpack this week? Wow, so we figured out the mystery. We figured out why the Dalai Lama giggles so much. Let's pack up the three most important clues to take home with us. Unzip your imaginary backpack, ready? Backpack lesson number one, laugh at yourself. When you mess up, trip, forget something, or do something silly, laugh. Don't get embarrassed or mad, just giggle and move on. It makes problems feel smaller. This week's mission? Next time you make a mistake, throw your hands up and laugh, just like we practiced today. Backpack lesson number two, notice the tiny joys. Happiness isn't about having lots of toys or fancy stuff. It's about noticing the good stuff that's already around you. Like how soft your blanket is, or how silly your dog looks when he yawns, or how good a hug feels. This week's mission? Find three tiny things each day that make you smile and tell someone about them. Backpack lesson number three, kindness makes you happy. When you're kind to others, sharing, helping, being gentle, it's like planting happiness seeds in your own heart. The more you're kind, the more you'll giggle. This week's mission, do one kind thing today. Notice how it makes your heart feel warm and glowy. And here's the biggest secret of them all, the thing the Dalai Lama wants everyone to know. Don't take life too seriously, laugh lots, be kind, and remember, even when hard stuff happens, you can still choose to smile. Your mind is like Dorje's bowl. If you keep filling it with giggles, kindness, and noticing good stuff, there's no room for grumpiness. What an adventure! We climbed mountains, met a giggling monk, played games, and learned that laughter is a superpower we all have. So go out there and use it. Tell a silly joke, laugh at yourself, make someone smile. Be like the Dalai Lama. Let your giggle shine. In Tibet, they have a special way to say goodbye. It's Tashi Delek, and it means good fortune to you. Wait, can you say it with me? Tashi Delek. Ready? One, two, three. Tashi Delek! This is Laura from Faithfully Explore reminding you, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring that wonderful world around you. Faithfully Explore.